All season long, Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Our number one priority at Hero.Loan is taking care of the military and giving them the best VA loan experience. Did you know with the VA loan program that you can do up to 100% cash out refinance? Use that money to pay off high interest rate credit cards, make home improvements, pay off traveling expenses, or even just put money into savings. The 100% cash out refinance is one of the best benefits of the VA loan program. You can apply for your cash out refinance today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Doug Vaughn here, taking time off from dispensing red-hot sports steaks to tell you about Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. Bertarelli is also your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, where there is never a dull moment.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, Whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Grizz Nation, show your grit. Join Tyreek Evans, Chandler Parsons, and your Memphis Grizzlies as they battle the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight, December 4th at 7 p.m. For great seats to this game, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up, we've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air.
The soft glow of electric sex.
From it, so it is, we're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the December 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Good Feet Stores. There are two in the St. Louis area, and they're all over the country. We're lucky to have two in this area. We will tell you what the folks at Good Feet do, how they do it, why they do it, and why, if you're in pain, it doesn't have to be foot pain, you need to know the name Good Feet, and you need to know the difference between the inserts and arch supports they put in your shoes and those that are just off the rack from Dr. What's-His-Name. But first,
hey!
At the control board, direct from Birmingham, England. So regal. His name is Limey Trevor Phillips. Say hello to, I'm assuming, your mom and dad.
I would like to say hello to my mom and dad and wish a happy belated birthday to my little sister. It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh. And how old was your little sister?
She is now 27.
Whoa. What's her name?
Okay.
Her name is Catherine.
And where does Catherine live?
She lives in Maine. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be listening on the
app. Over the place. You're all over the place. Here, London, or Birmingham, Maine. Catherine, is that right?
That is correct.
Hello, Catherine. Happy birthday yesterday. When I say the name Tim Woodburn, people go, oh, the newsman. Oh, wait, he's so much more. That's right. You say, isn't that the Rockford Five? Yes, it is. You hear it, you think private investigator. That's because he is a private investigator. That's his real job. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Gateway Investigations, my firm, is my sponsor. I helped an AM and the PM listener out over the weekend who had an issue with his girlfriend's ex-husband stalking her, and we caught him violating a restraining order on her, so I was glad to help out. That'll Jerry over the weekend. Won't say his last name, but Jerry's name and the PM guy, we were able to help out. If you need help, 238-1367 or Tim at gatewaypi.net.
See, I'm mixing up the introductions this time just to make sure everybody's awake. Bill Cleveland's in the room. He's going to go on the road with us here in a minute. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just woke up. What was that?
Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
I see. Keeping everybody awake.
Jumping around. Trying to humor. Nobody got it. Oh. They just thought he was actually asleep. Dan Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and big thank you to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and have a retirement account, you want them to take a look at it and check it out and see if you're doing the right thing. Stiefel is a member of,
Oh, man.
The FIPC. I was rolling right along. Stiefel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
I am so sorry. Hello, everybody.
Don't tell us you're sorry. Tell Mark and Jason you're sorry.
Sorry, Mark and Jason.
And I hear that echo again. I'm hearing that echo. I hear my voice coming back again.
Is that better?
Ever since we put a couple. Yeah, it's gone. Okay. It was you, wasn't it?
Again. Yeah, it was
you. Put a big fat note in your room over there. Put right on a big piece of paper.
Well,
don't do the button thing that causes
I got
the echo.
Okay,
with
I'm
the
sorry.
Holy.
I'm sorry, yeah. sorry.
Takes the pressure off you, Limey. Now we'll get somebody else to yell out a little bit. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Listen how giddy he is. He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Jen.
Got an email from somebody. He goes, I'm tired of the rat boy bit. Well, we're tired of it, too. We wish we could find him. We wish we knew where he was. Nobody's more tired of it. Tired is not the word. Mm-mm. We're sickened over it.
Mm-hmm.
We're heartbroken. We're sad. My goodness, rat boy.
It's aggravating.
Put an end to it. Yeah, call us if you're... Like, you know, like these people that get held captive and they're out in public and they want to say something, but they fear for their lives. Just scream out, I'm Rat Boy. Somebody help me.
Yeah.
Just do it. Plenty of AM and the PM people out there that will be happy to rescue you and save you. Come forth.
Don't be sick of it. Go out and help find them.
Yeah, help find him. Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't email me. Tell me you're sick of it. Get out and help us. We got people out every day, aim of the PM, looking for rat
boys. Right.
Why don't you just jump in there and help, for goodness sakes?
No.
Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yep. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If you don't like the problem, be part of the solution.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good.
He just coined that phrase.
I like that.
And emails from people every day out there looking. Went out last night looking for Rat Boy, just trying to do my part. We appreciate that. We really do. We're brought to you by
the Good Feet stores, which are all over the United States. I don't know if they're in other countries. I'm sure they weren't at the time you lived over in Birmingham, England, but they might be there now. They might be everywhere. But the good news is they're here. They're on the Illinois side and the Missouri side, two locations, and they've helped a lot of people who were in pain walk around without that pain. And the solution is so simple, it almost seems like it couldn't work, but it does work. Sometimes simple is the solution, and it was there all along, and nobody discovered it till the Good Feet people discovered it and decided, well, maybe, just maybe, if we can alter in some small way the way people are walking and standing and putting undue... Who bumped, hit their head on the microphone?
That was the gym next door, believe it or not, dropping weights.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you making that up?
No, it's true.
Well, that's some heavy weight to come through a building. Who's that guy that could lift that? Well, he couldn't lift it. He dropped it.
Oh, yeah, he could. Like big old Hulk Hogan or something, and he just picked it up and dropped it.
Yeah, Good Feet Stores, look, you know how there are not very many square inches that make up the soles of your feet. That little bit of space holds up all the weight in your body. And that's when sometimes with the way you walk or the way you stand, you shift that weight and put extra pressure on a particular part of your foot, it results in pain. Sometimes the pain is other places. So why don't you go into Good Feet Stores? You're not going to be in there that long, 30, 40 minutes. Tell them what hurts. Let them try a couple of these inserts. Arch support, you get up, you walk around. If you don't feel any difference at all, say thank you very much for trying. And you might have to have surgery or something else. But for thousands of people, they were very surprised to find that this was the answer they were looking for. You'll know right there in the store. You'll feel the difference. The Good Feet Stores. There is one on Olive, just west of 270. It's catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet Store is goodfeetstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Cargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
I've almost got them memorized. I don't know if he's been to all the places in that song, but at some point he will be able to say that he has. His name is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World. Yes, Window World sponsors a lot of things here. Boy, are we glad for them. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. And folks, if your windows aren't doing what they're supposed to do, starting tonight, you're going to know about it. It's going to drop like a rock. Winter is coming. And the last half of this week, during the day, the high is only low 30s. So if the windows aren't what they should be, you know who to call. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Here is Bill Cleveland.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, everybody.
Most days now we're late and you have to come late, but that's just the way it's going late.
You actually just gave me a great idea. You mentioned, have I been to all the places in that song? I'm planning destinations for 2018 right now. I actually should print the lyrics out to that song and see how many places I've been to or, you know, which ones I should check out.
That's a great idea.
I'll do
that's
that.
That's a great idea.
I'll bring it in tomorrow. See how many I've accomplished on that list. Okay. All right, we're headed to Middleton, Wisconsin. Have you been to the state of Wisconsin before?
I have one time.
Okay.
Stevens Point, Wisconsin. That's the only place I think I've been in Wisconsin.
All right. Well, you know I love kind of quirky, interesting museums, and this is going to be one of the quirkier ones. The National Mustard Museum.
Now you're talking about
mustard. Do you like mustard? Are you a fan of mustard? Some people don't like it at all.
I like regular plain French's mustard. I don't like that fancy poupon stuff.
Yes, I agree.
The prissy mustard.
And the only thing I actually will use mustard for, I like it on like pretzels, like to dip it. But that's it. Like I won't put it on a hamburger or a hot dog. Like I don't like any of that.
I like it hamburger for whatever hot dog.
And I only put it on a hamburger or a hot dog, nothing else.
Well, the National Mustard Museum is actually kind of an interesting backstory.
What do they call that other? Dijon or something?
Dijon. It's like a grainy mustard.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, grain.
I'm sorry.
Well, wait till a little bit later here. I'm going to tell you how many types of mustards there are. You're going to freak out.
There's a great poupon, one of them. That has the word.
Yeah, we've named two.
You know what? Yeah, it sounds like poop. I don't like that.
So the guy who founded this museum was actually the attorney general for the state of Wisconsin back in the mid-80s. And the story sort of goes, he was a big Red Sox fan, and in 1986, when the Red Sox lost the World Series, He found himself. He was depressed. He was upset, and he was wandering around some sort of supermarket in Wisconsin near his hometown, and just kind of I don't know, just meandering about. He was upset. Well, these Red Sox fans are very passionate.
That
whatever.
Was the Bill Buckner ball between the legs.
This was before, yeah. So you know, looking for the meaning of life, I guess. And even for whatever reason, he said he was walking by where all of the mustard was, and looking at the different types of variety, and he just decided that he was going to start collecting mustard. Now, I told you, the Attorney General from the state of Wisconsin. So when he decided to really put this in full gear, he was headed out to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. So he's in Washington, D.C., and he was in a hotel room. And as he was walking out of his hotel room to go and argue this case that morning, he looked down and he saw a mustard container. He said he reached down, a discarded mustard container. You know, they have those fancy things at the hotels, you know, the fancy little,
mini jars.
Yeah, mini jars. So he picked it up, put it in his pocket. He actually argued his case before the U.S. Supreme Court with a mustard jar in his pocket. He won his case at the U.S. Supreme Court, and he said this must be some sort of an omen, and he quit his job as Attorney General for the state of Wisconsin and decided to start a mustard museum. He now has his collection, 5,624 different types of mustards.
Whoa.
That is a lot of mustard.
It is. And I thought this was kind of interesting. The latest addition to his collection is actually one that has some St. Louis ties. There was a Pilot brand mustard. Do you know what Pilot brand is? Because I don't. So it was from the General Grocer Company, which was right here in St. Louis, Missouri. And that was his latest part of the collection. Came from there. Free admission. Won't cost you anything to go in. Kind of a fun little thing.
How's he make money?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess he takes donations from people or whatever. But it's right outside of Madison.
I'll pass on this. There's nothing
you'll pass the mustard.
Makes me want to go see the mustard museum.
If you're in the neighborhood, you know, why not pop in?
Okay.
Do you have any old baby diapers laying around there? Because Taylor Nickerson's going to find that out pretty soon when he has that baby and the goes to change it like poop. Mustard bottle.
Oh, mustard poop.
All right. Nice. Well, if you want to check that out or any other road trip ideas, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
You're
Bill
welcome.
Cleveland, everybody.
Happy
birthday.
Well, I was just about to say.
Let me just say the number one selling replacement window in the United States, Window World. What?
All right. Take a guess as to how many cities or destinations there are in Johnny Cash's I've Been Everywhere song.
I've been to Reno, Park,
Minnesota. Yeah, sure. You, I mean,
50.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Bill.
Wow. I will actually say 60.
Okay. Tim.
61.
Oh, I like your,
oh,
I like
what
your thing.
Is the Price is Right?
Dan, what you got here?
I was going to say 75.
There are 90 destinations in his song.
I'll change mine.
Good luck, Bill.
90.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'll change mine. It's 90.
This could take a while.
Yeah,
they
get it.
Real quickly, the mustard thing. I bought years ago, and before you get all on me, I bought a Rolls Royce for $25,000. It was $25,000, for goodness sake. But it looked, you know, and especially to you, Limey, because you're British, you Rolls Royce.
Of course.
But it was not expensive. It was an older car, and I had fun messing with it. But I didn't know they made Grey Poupon in little bitty, like restaurant, the kind you get at your table, like you get those little jellies in. So I bought a case of little Grey Poupon. And that commercial was running at the time where the guy would pull up next to the Rolls Royce and go, "Pardon me, do you have any Grey Poupon?" So I would, at stoplights, I'd roll down the window of the Rolls and go, "Yes, I have Grey Poupon." And I would toss people the little Grey Poupon. Oh, it was fun. It was hilarious. So I just thought I'd do it. Last night, apparently I didn't watch it, but on Channel 4, the Carol Burnett 2-hour special. And I'll tell you why I didn't watch it. And from the people I've talked to who did, it was everything we've already seen 100 times. The Tim Conway Dennis thing, the Gone with the Wind dress made from the drapes in the window. Carol, please, okay? We've seen it. You had a great show. It was wonderful. And I heard somebody on another radio station, I won't mention, it's a local station, discussing it, and I was just kind of jumping around, listening to different things, and this person said, you know, Tim Conway wasn't on it, he was ill, and Harvey Korman must have been sick, because he wasn't on it, and the other person says, yeah, it's too bad, he should have been, it would have made it better. He's been dead for 9 years. Harvey Korman has been dead for 9 years.
Yeah.
Of course he wasn't on it.
It was,
but there's nothing I heard about it that made me wish I'd watched it.
It was extremely.
I like Carol Burnett.
I do too. It was extremely scripted last night.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
You could tell Jim Carrey came out, and you could tell he was just reading his cue cards. Martin Short came out at the same time, and then he was reading cue cards, and they were all touting on Carol and talking about how great she was and how
she was, but give it up.
And then Carol says, well, it's funny you should mention that. And then they go to a clip.
Yeah, like it was
It was all impromptu. Stuff.
And what happened to her face?
She messed it up with a surgeon's knife, like a lot of these people. She went to the Kenny Rogers, Wayne Newton doctor of plastic surgery.
It was bad.
If you get on the phone for technical support and the person is in the Philippines or in India, and I've done this twice in the last week, just as soon as you hear the voice, oh, can I help you? Was you having a problem? We're happy to do that. We appreciate your business. Say immediately, I want to speak to somebody in the United States of America. This is what I've gotten to where I do. And if you do it, at first they'll kind of hesitate. Well, I'm sure I can. No, I want to. If we all will do this. Maybe we can get those people that we need to help us all back into this country, because I'm tired of it. I can't understand them. Bless them for working and wanting a job. But maybe part of this get business back in the U.S. will include getting the telephone support we need back here where we can understand.
I like it when you call and you go, hello, thank you for calling. My name is Steve.
Well, the last time I did it, the person on the other end, I'm sure, is a nice person. Maybe didn't deserve this, but I called, and it's always something electronic. And they're looking at you today. We appreciate your business. And I said, well, I have something wrong with my computer, and I do not know what to. And then we're doing, well, I'm both doing his voice. And he said, my name is Steve. We go, well, my name is Steve, too. And then finally, I said, look, get me somebody in the United States. So they transferred. For me, and they will. They will. And then you'll get Brenda, who speaks perfect English, and she's in Dallas or somewhere. So if we all do it, maybe we can put an end to that. Tiger Woods played pretty well. For here he scores 69, 68, 75, and 68. Not too bad.
No.
He played really well this past weekend. Two Christmas movies for you. I mention these every Christmas. And one, I don't know why it never is mentioned anywhere but on this show. Because it's a fantastic movie for kids for Christmas, and it's Prancer. And nobody ever includes it.
It is.
In any list of Christmas movies. They'll do The Christmas Story, The Tongue Frozen to the Pole. They'll do the old Burl Ives animated Rudolph thing. But nobody says Prancer. Prancer is a great movie. If you have kids, get Prancer.
Did you get my text over the weekend on a Christmas movie that I watched? I sent you a text.
What was it? Remind me.
It was from Elf. Will Ferrell sitting on the table.
Yes, you sent a clip. You actually sent a clip of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elf is a good one. I like Elf.
It's the one where my two favorite parts in that movie are when it's like happy music, Christmas music. He's walking across the street and gets hit by the cab. And then when he's sitting at the table, and he has that whole bottle of soda, and he turns around and just belches.
Just like a 3-minute belch.
And did you hear that? Yeah, I do that to my daughter all the time. I'll belch and ask her that.
Yeah, that's a great way to raise a
little thing that we have together.
Yeah. The other one that I try to watch every year is A Christmas Carol, but the one with George C. Scott as Scrooge. I just think it's a tremendous performance. Also, John Landoff sent me a text. It was Hobos in the American Legion Hall, not the VFW. He wanted to make sure we clear that up. The American Legion Hall. Is there a rivalry of some sort between VFW and American Legion? And I never really understood the difference. Does anybody know the difference?
I believe that the VFW is only for those who have fought in foreign wars. That's why it's the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars. And I think the American Legion Hall is for those who, haven't. veterans who maybe didn't get to see battle or something like that.
Wow, that's impressive. You know that, Drift.
You're supposed to know all that. Mm-hmm.
And a fun little fact, in every VFW hall, you will always see a set but empty table. Never, ever sit in that table, because that table is reserved for those that will never make it back. So if you ever sit down...
That.
Yeah, in every VFW hall, there is always a table set up that you will never, ever, ever sit in. Because if you do, you're going to get some seriously bad luck.
He really is American. He really is American. Don't let that boy screw you. He's an American. The place was called Hobos. Here, real quickly, a joke that's, politically incorrect and probably there'll be somebody out there who won't like it. You know the difference between a hobo and a homo?
Mm-mm.
A hobo has no friends. A homo has friends up the butt.
Thank you.
Where's the rim shot? Where's my rim shot?
I gave you a
rim shot. He gave you one.
I didn't hear it. Let me hear it again.
He got it. He got it.
Thank you.
There you go.
I don't care who you are. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
There's this ex-cop in South Carolina is being sentenced for shooting a black guy who ran from him. Look, I don't know the specifics. I don't know how guilty he is. I don't know any of that. But what I find interesting is it says that Officer Michael Slager faces life in prison and a $250,000 fine. Now, let's say you're sentenced to life in prison and a $250,000. I'm not paying the fine. What are you going to do?
How do you pay the fine?
Well, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
I'm in prison for life. I'm not going to pay it. Now what?
Yeah. Here are.
Seriously. You're in prison for double life.
Right.
Who cares? Yeah. I'm not paying it. I that's funny to me. First of all, a cop probably doesn't have $250,000. And even if he did, I'm just not paying it. What are we gonna do? Sentence me to more prison? I'm in for life. I don't understand how that works. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This husband goes with his wife to a club. It's just a dance club, and there's a guy who is the center of attention. He's out on the dance floor. And he's breakdancing, he's moonwalking, he's doing backflips, he's buying drinks for everybody. This guy is the life of this party. And the woman's husband is just watching this guy, almost envious of him. The way he dances, the way he's able to buy drinks for everybody and just be in such a great mood. And his wife says... That guy you're looking at, out on the dance floor? He says, yeah, what about him? She says, I know him. 25 years ago, that guy that you're looking at, who's dancing and moonwalking and backflipping and buying drinks for everybody, he proposed to me 25 years ago, and I turned him down. Her husband says, well, it looks like he's still celebrating.
All right, time for a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Possible accident east and westbound on the McKinley Bridge. Accident with lane blockage east and westbound 70 at 270. Accident westbound 70 at Lindbergh. Emergency vehicle southbound 270 past Dorset. Earlier crash southbound 270 at Grabway. Accident Big Bend at Bruno. Accident northbound 170 at Scudder. Southbound 170 at Ledoux. An accident southbound Hanley north of 64 crash. And a crash westbound 64 before 141. From weather to traffic and everything in between, you have enough things to worry about. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tory Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Oh. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The VA loan program is one of the best benefits of being in the military. It shouldn't have to be a difficult process to go through. A lot of people shy away from a VA loan because they've heard the horror stories that people have gone through trying to refinance or buy a home. At Hero.Loan, we do all the VA-required paperwork for you and can close your VA mortgage in as little as 14 days. And we'll even pay for the appraisal. For all your VA mortgage needs, apply online today at Hero.Loan, a new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season. And if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
I know that music, and I know it's Monday, and I know that Monday is the only day that this guy's sponsor is closed, only on Mondays. Any Guns and the Smokehouse Market, they're only closed on Monday. If you've never been to Any Guns in the Smokehouse, let this be your invitation. I don't think it'll be the only time. I don't think it's one of those places, either one, where you can't go just once. Doritos used to have a great slogan, bet you can't eat just... No, it was Lay's potato chips. Bet you can't eat just one. Bet you can't go there just one time. It's so good, you will go back. Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are in Chesterfield Valley. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and as we get into the time of year where everybody at some point will go, oh, I forgot to get something for Uncle or Aunt so-and-so or for fill-in-the-blank, here's that something that'll save you. A gift card from Annie Guns and or the Smokehouse Market. They sell thousands every year. And now, from the Coachella Valley in Southern California, give it up for Mike Evans.
Hey, give it up. How you doing? A pleasant, good Monday to everybody out there. Hope everybody's doing great. How was your weekend?
Terrific.
Good. Well, here's your pop quiz question. Everybody play along. Here we go. Celebrities who are truly devoted is our theme this week. Today, name the name of the celebrity devoted to animal rights. Spends a couple of days every month working for animal rights with money, charity, events, and public speaking. Is it Nicole Kidman? Is it Jennifer Aniston? Is it Ellen DeGeneres? Or is it Cher? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. We got some love nuggets for you this afternoon. Is everything okay with Hollywood's happiest couple, Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban?
No.
I don't know that it is. I think there's a problem. Nicole Kidman's been spending the last couple of weeks alone in New York shopping for a new home.
I've said for a couple of years, that's an odd pairing, and there's something I don't see there. By the way, did you ever see Ellen DeGeneres without makeup?
Yes. I have not, but I have one time. It was not a pretty picture.
Folks, Google, anytime you get an extra minute, just Google photos of Ellen DeGeneres without makeup. You will not even recognize
her. Well, you know, I saw Pamela Anderson without makeup. And Pamela Anderson without makeup she needs to keep makeup on her face. I'll tell you that right now.
They showed a picture yesterday on, it was Entertainment Tonight or one of those shows, of Tyra Banks with no makeup. Folks, I'm not kidding. You would never in a million years look at her and go, that's a model. She looks nothing. Oh, my. Oh, yeah. It was brutal.
Hey, here's an amazing quote for you. According to Meghan Markle's best childhood friend, as a kid, Meghan Markle often said, quote, she said, quote, I want to be a royalty, Diana 2.0, and when I get older, I'm going to make it happen, end quote. Ooh, it sounds like she planned to meet Prince Harry or one of these princes all along her entire life.
Well, she followed through.
Yeah, she played it out correctly.
Absolutely. Speaking of Pamela Anderson, what's Pamela Anderson doing begging Donald Trump to pardon her boyfriend, WikiLeaks boss Julian Assange? I mean, do you have better things to do?
Wait,
Pamela Anderson calling and texting and emailing President Trump.
She's dating Julian Assange?
Yeah, she flies over to Europe and is with him every week.
No way.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Odds and ends. A great place to see celebrities if you're in Southern California, usually Wednesday night when they are in town. Justin Bieber, Jim Carrey, Steve Carell, and Cuba Gooding Jr. all play hockey together at the Toyota Sports Center here in Los Angeles.
It's kind of cool. Get over there.
And every day till Christmas, I'm going to give you a unique Christmas gift suggestion. Now, today, I love this, Rise and Shine with Your Nose. It's a new type of alarm clock. It doesn't wake you up with a... It wakes you up with a very strong aroma. Peppermint, bacon and eggs frying, the smell, toast, the ocean.
Toast
it wakes you up
smell.
With real strong smells. I think that's cool.
But toast has no smell unless it's burnt. There's no,
you can still smell toast when it's cooking. Bacon and eggs, coffee.
Bacon and eggs, coffee.
You can get this item at SensorWake.com. SensorWake.com. Cost $80. New York Post headline, above the story of Matt Lauer and two other NBC employees, a director and executive producer being fired for sexual misconduct, New York Post headline screams, it's Dirty Rock. Dirty Rock. I like that.
I like it.
And the end of the report is coming up right now, finally, on the podcast. Here he goes. Today, Name the Name of the Celebrity devoted to animal rights, spends a couple of days a month working for animal rights with money and charity events and public speaking. Is it Nicole Kidman? Is it Jennifer Aniston? Is it Ellen DeGeneres? Or is it Cher?
I'm going to say Cher.
Say Jennifer Aniston.
Ellen.
Okay.
Boy.
Come on, Frank. Get it right.
Cher.
Answer is Ellen DeGeneres. There you go. St. Louis, how's the weather in St. Louis today?
Beautiful.
Falling apart rapidly tonight.
Really?
Windy. It's getting ready to hit the plummet into winter.
I just talked to a lovely lady who works at American Airlines, is doing a reservation for me. In fact, she's on hold. She was saying that flights in Chicago had to be canceled because of wind, so I'm not surprised it's windy there in St. Louis.
She's on hold.
She's on hold.
Yeah, she's on hold.
She's probably hung up on there.
No, she's on hold. I guarantee she's still there. She's a nice lady. In fact, I'm going to put her on speakerphone. Are you still there?
No.
Hello? Nikki, are you still there?
She left him. She dumped him. I don't blame her.
Nikki?
That would teach you.
Like, all I can hear is hold music.
It's their job to put us on hold.
You don't. Oh, yeah, there she is. See, Nick, you say hi to St. Louis on the radio.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I can't believe it.
All right, that poor thing.
Yeah. Okay.
The radio. Hey, yeah. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. St. Louis, Mike Evans. See ya.
Unbelievable.
In fact, you she's know, on hold.
You know, she has no idea what just happened.
No, he tells people, I'm on the radio. Can you hang on? I have to go on the air. And she actually did it.
As soon as he picked up the phone, he goes, how much time do we have? I said, your music's actually playing. He goes, all right, I'm ready. So he had someone else.
I just can't imagine she just waited for that. Mm-hmm. Of course, she could hear him. Hang on, I'll let you hear me do my report. You know, I'm on 60 stations around here. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Guns. I don't know who sponsors him in those other markets, but his best sponsor is right here in St. Louis. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Gift cards are always a good idea. We have a little bit of time, don't we? I think we do.
We do. Early.
Mm-hmm. Couple of things. The super moon last night. Did anybody bother?
Yep.
Big deal. It was just a bright moon like it was the night before. Did I miss something? Or what was I supposed to see?
Was it supposed to be closer or something?
Yeah,
or larger?
It's closer to the Earth. 14%.
And then if you look on any photos online or on, they always show it as huge and reddish. I never see that. It's just a bright moon. It was bright. I'll give you that. It was bright the night before. But
yeah,
I don't know what was so super.
Well, the entire weekend, it was a supermoon. It's 14% bigger, and it was closer to the Earth, and I don't think it happened.
Okay.
Oh, you really sold it there, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you sure did. Yeah. If you missed it, the first two full moons of 2018 will be supermoons. So, you know, it's a little old. I'm kind of an astronomer. An astrologer is the person that goes, oh, you're going to meet somebody.
Yeah.
An astronomer is the people that look through the telescopes.
Right.
And they taped it. It's the Kennedy Center Honors, and one of the honorees is Norman Lear. I know he's a great writer, but lose that stupid little hat. What is the deal? He has to wear that little white hat everywhere. Every time I've ever seen him interviewed, even a serious interview, he's got that little white hat on.
Is that like his signature? Is that what that is?
I guess. You know who else you almost never see without a cap is Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Either a cap
he's bald.
Or a cowboy hat. But some guys are embarrassed that they're going bald. Hey, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. As a guy who's been bald since 23, be bald proudly.
Hey, buddy, you have Faith
Chicks
Hill.
Chicks dig it.
He's got Faith Hill.
He's done well for himself.
Yeah, he has.
Chicks dig it. They dig the ball thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think with Norman Lear it's a ball. I just think it's that, I don't know.
It's his signature hat.
Yeah, it's that little hat. But I watched it was a pretty good special, sort of on tour, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. It was really pretty good. But there were, I think, three quick, very quick scenes where they caught him without a hat. But it's very unusual. You rarely see that. So he's just one of those guys who doesn't want people to see that he's partially bald.
And his dad was the Philadelphia Phillies closer, Tug.
Who he never met until he was grown.
That's his actual name?
Right. Yeah.
Tug
McGraw, yes.
Well, I doubt, is that his real birth certificate name?
Yeah, I think, it's his real name.
Wow. Tug.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Wow, there can't be many people named Tug. You'd think that would be the name of somebody who didn't have kids, who only had sex with himself.
Yeah.
Tug. Tug, this is my brother Jerk McGraw. Tug and Jerk. And her brother Stroke.
Actually, his real first name was Frank.
No, was it? It was.
Yeah.
Was it Frank McGraw?
Yep.
Tug McGraw's real first name was Frank?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Wow.
I believe it. I believe Tim. He's a private investigator. Probably investigated that family. He's investigated a lot of people he can't talk about. Well, Matheny Heating and Cooling is thrilled to death that it's going to get real cold pretty quickly, because that's when they start to get really busy with the people who didn't bother to have their heating systems checked out to make sure they're okay. And that's, I think, most people, most of us are procrastinators. We don't do things unless we have to do them. So here's the deal. When it does drop, and it's dropping, and your house is, you've got it set on, I don't know what most people, I don't like a warm house. We keep ours about 70, not even 72.
I keep mine at 69.
Old people like okay.
Sorry.
Very good, Limey. Very good. One little slip before it, but he got it. He, let's give him credit.
Yeah,
he got
it. We're proud of you, man.
We're proud of you.
Buddy.
Small accomplishment.
The reason he had it lined up was because that dirty old man, Trevor Nickerson, asked him to cue it up because he was going to...
Taylor.
Trevor, same thing.
You know what's funny? I did the same thing with Dan today on the phone. I'm on the phone with Dan this morning. I said, Trevor Nickerson. It's the same exact thing. Yeah, it's Taylor. 70, that's where we... I don't like... If you ever go to visit somebody older, I mean even older than I am, it's really warm. Older people get cold all the time. Mm-hmm. So we keep it at about 70. But let's say you've got it set wherever it is, and you realize, you go check the temperature, and the reading is not as warm as where you had it set. You had it set at 72, and my goodness, it's 63 in here. Guess what? Your heat's not working. So you need to call somebody. Now, who will you call? I was going to say who you're going to call, but that sounded like Ghostbusters, so I don't want to do that. I'll say, who will you call? We would love it if you call Matheny Heating and Cooling, and I'll tell you why. For 15, 16 years, something like that, they have helped keep this show on the air. And without the people like Matheny, no show, folks. I'm in retirement, and I'm not ready for that, and I hope you're not either. So please tell them you're AM and the PM. If you've never used Matheny, and that's who I'm talking to right now, because those of you who have, I know you call them back, and you don't need to ever call anybody else. To those of you who haven't, if you will make one appointment, let them come out once to deal with whatever the issue is, you're never, ever going to want anybody else to come out, because you will compare them to people you've had come out in the past. And everything it is that you respect, that you're looking for in a heating and cooling company, that's Matheny. They respect your house. They're fair. They're quick. They get there when you need them, as quick as anybody possibly could. Their pricing is fair. They don't make up stories and lie to you about things that they tell you were wrong with the system that really weren't wrong with it at all. They've been doing this a long time, 76 years. Here's what you need to know. The same things we always tell you. You need to be in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, your business or your house. No home, no business is too large or too small, and don't worry about the make, the model, the brand, the type, the age. Whatever it is, they can work on it, or they can replace it if it's that time. If it's that time, if it were a pet, it would be called putting it to sleep. It's just over. Now it's time to replace it. And if you're not careful, you can really get taken to the cleaners. By the way, where did that expression come from? Take to the cleaners.
I don't know.
Does that mean something, you got cheated or screwed? That's not very good for the cleaning business to use that expression. Mm-hmm. But it's the one that we use. It's easy to get taken when the time comes to replace the heating and cooling system. So why don't you deal with a company that will sell you the right system for the size, home, or business you have? That would be Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and... What?
I have something for Matheny. It's like... who are you going to call? Coldbusters. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
Let's see, what about...
That was so terrible.
What about when it's summer?
Say, Heatbusters.
No, that doesn't work.
Hot Busters.
Who are you going to call? Heat Busters. Who are you going to call? Cold Busters.
All right, never mind. Trevor's giving us the cut.
I think by the silence
sign
that I'm hearing, the reactive silence, yeah, that's just not that
good. Call the Dork idea. Busters.
Yeah. Limey, edit that out, what Dan said.
You got it.
That was stupid. It wasn't that funny. Matheny, heatingandcooling.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Here are just a few of the benefits that you will receive on your next VA mortgage by visiting hero.loan. 100% financing on all VA loans. You will never pay for an appraisal. We meet with you face to face to go over the application, and we'll even do all the VA paperwork for you. And the best part, while some lenders take up to 120 days to close your loan, at hero.loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. Hero.loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
All right, thank you so much for being with us today. We're out of here already. It went pretty fast. Please thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.